They aren't just looking out for animals in need now. Niagara SPCA and Humane Society also does right by its employees after joining the growing list of living wage employers in the region. Niagara Poverty Reduction Network said the agency now is certified on the champion level, as its 15 full-time staff and 22 part-time workers are paid above the region's stipulated living wage at $18.90 per hour, with full benefits. We are very pleased that we came in at the champion level under the Provincial Living Wage Certification Program. We value all of our employees and realize it can be a tough job at times. We want to encourage a positive work environment for our longtime employees as well as for younger and new employees to allow them to make a career at the Niagara SPCA, said John Greer, executive director at Niagara SPCA and Humane Society. Many not-for-profits struggle with the issue of employee compensation due to budget constraints, but at the Niagara SPCA it is our philosophy that not only is it our job to look after the animals of the Niagara region but also, to the best of our ability, make sure our staff are able to cope with today's financial struggles. A living wage reflects what earners need to be paid based on the actual costs of living and being included in the community. A living wage is not the same as the legislated minimum wage. It is a voluntary commitment that employers can make to compensate directly employed and contract employed full-time and part-time workers. The 2019 living wage for Niagara region has been calculated to be $18.12 per hour. If an employer's total compensation package includes benefits such as dental and prescription drugs, the living wage can be lowered by at least $1 per hour. Correction: the 4th of December 20. The article has been updated with correct attribution to a quote. Thorold today regrets the error.